small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and this is our monthly Patreon episode. And what is it this month? The 60s. That's right. The only rules were no Stones, no Kinks, no Who, and who's the other one? And no Beatles. With that said, I'll play a song first, and I didn't say we couldn't play the high numbers, did I? Did I? Here we go.
I'm the hippiest number in town, and I tell you why. I'm the snappiest dresser right down to my inch wide tie. And to get you wise, I'll explain to you. Few are the things that a face is supposed to do. I wear a suit jacket with sidebands 5 inches long.
5 inches long.
I have two-tone robes, all the rest, yeah, you know this is wrong.
Know this is wrong.
But the main thing is,
all right, that was Zoot Suit by the High Numbers. Yes, they eventually became The Who. So, is it cheating? Maybe. Not really. So, what do you want to start with? Who should we start with? We got quite a few tunes today. Some new voices introducing them. Some classic voices. Some veterans at this. I will tell you, if you want to be included in the next one, which is Worst Cover Songs, all you got to do is support us via Patreon for $2 a month. Go to patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. I will not say it again the rest of the show. I promise. All right. With that, let's check out Mr. Steve-O Dockerson.
Rock Solid friends, it's Steve-O Dockerson with a song from the Bo Bremels in 1964. This album was produced by Sylvester Stewart, later known as Sly Stone. This was the band's debut single, and it reached number 15 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. This band was featured in the Tommy Kirk teen movie Village of the Giants, which is how I first heard of them. The Bo Bremels have a couple of greatest hits albums that are worth a listen, or shuffle them into whatever 60s playlist you might make. Anyway, lots of love, Steve-O Dockerson.
I hate to say it, but I told you so. Don't mind my preaching to you. I said don't trust them, baby, now you know. You don't learn everything there is to know in school. Wouldn't believe me when I gave advice. I said that he was a tease. If you won't help, you better ask me nice. So be sincere, convince me with a pretty please. Laugh, laugh, I thought I'd die. It seems so funny to me. Laugh, laugh, you met a guy who taught you how it feels to be.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. Digging deep into the 60s. We always hear so many of the same 60s songs, so why not dig deep? And Steve-O did it. Good job, Steve-O. All right, who's up next? Who do we got? Oh, it's Mike Markle.
Hi, Pat, and all the Rock Solid listeners. This is Mike Markle from Philadelphia. My 60s song is Windy by The Association. This was the number one song for 4 weeks in the summer of 1967. I was 7 years old at the time, and I definitely remember this song was all over the radio. The Association are the real deal, and had five top 10 songs in the 1960s. The lead singer in Windy is Larry Ramos, who is of Filipino descent, so he's kind of like the Arnel Pineda of his time. The Wrecking Crew actually plays the instruments in the song, not the band, and to me this is a perfect pop song with crystal clear production, wonderful harmonies, and it even features a flute solo. Honestly, I was torn between this song and Venus by Shocking Blue, but I had to choose one, so I went with Windy. Pat, thank you for all that you do, and please start it at the beginning.
Gonna lie, this music is making me feel good today. Woohoo! 60s. No Beatles, no Stones, no Kinks, no Who. We all love those bands, but come on. Come on. Dig deep. Patreon people, great prizes coming up. I got Peter Wolf autobiographies. I got Mike Campbell autobiographies. I got autograph Rick Springfield thingies. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. What else do I got? I got Ross Valerie CDs. I got Elton John biographies. I still have two Black Country Communion 5 CDs. So lots of stuff coming up, lots of prizes, lots of good things. And let's go back into the 60s.
Hello, Pat, and to all the rock-solid listeners tuning in around the world, this is Steve Perry from over in Sydney, Australia, with my inclusion for the 60s episode. The band that I have picked are Small Faces. What a band they were. And Stevie Marriott, what a soulful voice he had as well. The song I have picked is the 1967 single, Tin Soldier. Hope everybody's doing well. Here are Small Faces with Tin Soldier.
I have not heard that one in a while, and I do love Todd Rundgren's version of that song on the ever-popular Tortured Artist Effect album. Great ones, great tunes so far. Let me jump in. Let me do one. How about, let's hear a little something from some of the ladies from the 60s. This is Diana Ross and the Supremes, Back in My Arms Again. Here we go. Diana Ross and the Supremes. Great song. Love it. All right. Let's see where we're going to go. Are we still digging deep? Let's find out. Scrolling through the playlist. So many songs today. Good stuff. Who's next? Dun, 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 dun. Oh, here we go.
Hello, Pat and fellow Rock Soliders. This is Kevin Clement from South Louisiana chiming in with my song from the 60s. That's not from the Big Four. I wouldn't say this is my favorite song from the 60s, but it's definitely one of my favorites. It's from the Glendale, California band from 1967. This is Incense and Peppermints from Strawberry Alarm Clock. One of five hits that they had. I couldn't even tell you what the other four are, but I really love this song. So thank you so much, Pat, for everything you do. And we'll talk with you later.
Mankind, dead kings, many things I can't define. Occasions, fires, wagons, clutter your mind. In the sense of compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
In the sense of compliments, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look at your song.
Strawberry Alarm Clock, Incense and Peppermints. Let me tell you about some of the upcoming episodes we got going. The next Patreon episode, as I said, will be Worst Cover Songs. We also have Hector Contreras and I. It's Rock Solid Salutes Rock Candy. We're doing an episode about the Rock Candy Records releases. Dave Festini and I are going to do Rick Springfield's Big Hits, track by track. In April, there will be another Versus episode. All I can tell you is all ladies will be in the ring. All ladies heading into the ring for that episode. Nick Bamback and I will be doing a Peter Wolf solo discography episode. Mike Schmidt's going to join for a Blues Brothers episode. And Michael Bagford's going to sit in for Remembering Bob Welsh. And we will cover everything Bob Welsh did, from Fleetwood Mac to Paris to solo. And then coming up in June 5th, Stan Lynch from the Heartbreakers will be here to talk about his new band, Speaker Wars. And we will also get into a little bit of Tom Petty talk. So lots of stuff coming up. Rock Room has not started to be, built or put into construction. What? That's not a phrase. Put into construction. You know what I'm saying. So until then, we're just finding places around the house to record. I don't know how this is going to sound. I'm in the dining room today. Haven't recorded in here. Hope it's not too echoey. Sounds good to me. But who knows? We'll find out. All right, here's a guy who always digs deep. This is Brian Raisin.
Hey, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. This is Brian Raisin from Appleton, Wisconsin. In addition to the rock heavyweights, the 60s was a great time for jazz, with so many classic albums being released. One of the best is Herbie Hancock's debut solo album from 1962, Taken Off. The track Watermelon Man kicks off the album, features Freddie Hubbard on trumpet and Dexter Gordon on sax. The song hit the singles chart in 1963, and Herbie went on to record a new funk version of it for his Headhunters album that came out later in the 70s. As far as debut albums go, Taken Off is up there with the best, and Watermelon Man is a hard bop classic. Hope you all enjoy. Take care.
Go Herbie Hancock from the 60s, Watermelon Man. Great tune, little instrumental, jazzy, love it. All right, we couldn't do a show without getting a little CanCon in here for our Canadian listeners like Mike Drew and John Mutford and Karen Landry. So let's hear a little something from former guest and friend of the show, Burton Cummings, from his band, The Guess Who. Also, you know, got to give a nod to Randy Bachman. But this is from the album Canned Wheat from 1969, and this is Undone.
She's come undone. She didn't know what she was headed for. And when I found what she was headed for, it was too late. Come undone. She found a mountain that was far too high. And when she found out she couldn't fly, it was too late. It's too late. She's gone too far. She's lost the sun. She's come undone. She wanted truth, but all she got was lies. Came the time to realize.
All right, if you are looking for that in your iTunes library, the spelling of undone is U-N-D-U-N. Not the traditional spelling. Not at all. All right, next up, this next song, I chose the mono version. When possible today, nothing says 60s like some mono. So, and I'm not talking about that kissing disease. Come on, folks, stupid. Here we go.
Hi, Pat and the rest of the Rock Solid crew. Richard Birch here from London, UK. My choice for the 60s episode is from the album Odyssey and Oracle by the Zombies. And it's Time of the Season. Just something about the start of this track that I love. So hopefully the rest of you will enjoy it. Cheers. Bye.
Of the season when love runs high in this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in the sun to
promised lands
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love.
One of the thrills of doing this podcast was having the Zombies on the show in person in studio with me. That's when we were recording in Studio City at my wife Pilar's On the Page offices. And when I walked out to Ventura Boulevard and looked down the street and saw Rod and Colin and Hugh walking down the street, it just, it's something I'll never forget. I mean, legends, the Zombies, giving me their time in person. So if you haven't heard that episode, please, please go check it out. And with that, let's hear a little bit more Zombies. This is She's Not There.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. Should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had tan, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there.
Also, I have to tell you that, you know, Mike Siegel and I then got to go to the concert and go backstage and see the guys again. So, you know, these are just memories and great things I've gotten to do because of this show. And thankful, you know, every day, every damn day. All right, here's K-Bargs. That's what I call him. I don't call him that. It's Kevin Hartbarger. Here we go.
Hello, friends. It's Kevin Hartbarger checking in from Chicagoland. For this 60s episode, I really wanted to go in with a high degree of difficulty. So on top of no Beatles, no Stones, no Who, no Kinks, I also went no Motown, no Aretha, no Otis or Wilson, no Monkees, no Beach Boys. With all that, I'm still bringing you an absolute soul classic. This is J.J. Jackson with his number 24 hit from 1966, But It's All Right. Pat, drop the needle on the 45 about 10 seconds in and put on your dancing shoes. Mercy!
I said earlier that we had Peter Wolf books to give away. I was not able to get Peter Wolf on the show, but like I said, we're going to do a Peter Wolf solo discography episode. And if you want to hear Peter Wolf, friend of the show, my friend David Wild, he got him on Naked Lunch. Phil Rosenthal, they interviewed Peter Wolf. So check that out. Great episode. And of course he got him. Of course. But congratulations. Great episode. All right. Next up. Oh, this is great. Some more lady voices. Lady voices in the intro. Lady voices in the artist chosen. Here we go.
Hey, everyone. This is Katie Ninas from southeastern Wisconsin. My pick for the 60s music episode is Leslie Gore. She has a lot of solid hits from the mid-60s. But my favorite is You Don't Own Me from her 1963 album, Leslie Gore Sings of Mixed Up Hearts. Enjoy.
You don't own me. I'm not just one of your many toys. you don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys. And don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to say. And please, when I go out with you, don't put me on display. 'Cause you don't own me. Don't try to change me in any way. You don't own me. Down, 'cause I never stay.
Leslie Gore, that's a classic. Thank you, Katie. Do this more, Katie. I want you to pick the worst cover song and join in for the next episode. I think your submissions have to be in by April 11th, I believe. All right. Next up, this guy's name is Joe Thomas.
Hello, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. This is Joe Thomas from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Now, most of the songs from the 60s I love came from the late 60s, from artists like Jimi Hendrix, The Doors, and Cream. I decided to pick a song from a different type of artist. One song from the 60s that I've always loved is Hello Stranger by Barbara Lewis. This song came out in March of 1963, 2 years before I was born. It also came out the same month as the Beatles' very first album, and it also preceded the Kennedy and Martin Luther King assassinations and also the escalation of the Vietnam War. So thanks again, Pat, and please enjoy Hello Stranger by Barbara Lewis.
Hello, stranger. It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
It seems like a mighty long time. Chubak, my baby.
It seems like a mighty long time. Oh, I'm so glad you stopped by to say hello to
me. All right.
Hey, Pat and co-host.
Whoa. Easy, easy. That went right into the next intro. My fault. What I was going to say is I'm so glad that we are getting some women on the show as far as the artists for today's episode. It's easy to just think of the dudes. So bravo. Okay, next up, here we go.
Hey, Pat and co-host, if you have one.
Nope.
This is Darren Hyde from South Australia with his pick for the 60th episode of the Rock Solid Patreon curated podcast. And as you probably could guess, I'm going local for my choice. I'm going to play you a song which I'm sure you're familiar with, but not this version. The song Good Times by NXS and Jimmy Barnes from the Lost Boys movie in 86, 87. But I'm going to play you the original by the Easy Beats from 1969 in glorious mono. I'm sure you'll know Friday on My Mind, which was a huge hit for them internationally. But they have so many other great tracks you really should check out. And this is certainly one of my favorite songs and favorite bands from the 60s. So turn it up, folks. It sounds the best when it's turned up loud. Take it from the top. Thanks, Pat. Thank you, co-host. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And rock on.
I Mary, Mary, wanna be with you. And this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna pull the gun.
All right. Look, I didn't know that the NXS Jimmy Barnes song was a cover until right now. I had no idea. So thank you, Darren. And thank you, the Easy Beats. All right. What else did I want to say? Darren said hello to a co-host. I do not have a co-host today going it alone, to be honest, because I waited too long to record this. It's Tuesday at 3:30 in the afternoon, and this drops on Thursday. So I did not have a co-host. But for the worst cover songs, hopefully my wife, Pilar, will sit down and listen to some bad tunes. So do your best to make her laugh and grimace. All right. What do we got next? Oh, this should be good.
Hey, Rock Solid. This is Dwayne Hoffman from Columbus, Ohio. I'd like to go with some Motown here. This song was later covered by Rare Earth and Rod Stewart. From 1966, it's The Temptations, I Know I'm Losing You. Thanks, Pat.
I do love the Rod Stewart version. I think I like it better than that version, but I mean, that's great. The Temptations are great. You can't deny The Temptations. And you know what? Who else you can't deny? And they need to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You can't deny the Monkees. And this is from the album Pisces, Aquarius, Capricorn, and Jones LTD. This is The Door into Summer.
With his fool's gold stacked up all around him, from a killing in the market on the war, the children left King Midas there as they bound him in his counting house where nothing counts but more. And he thought he heard the echoes of the penny whistle band and the laughter from a distant caravan, and the brightly painted line of circus wagons in the sand, fading through the door into summer. With his travel logs of maybe next year places, as a trade-in for a name upon the door, and he pays for it with years he cannot buy back with his tears, when he finds out there's been no one keeping score. And he thought he heard the echoes of a penny whistle band.
All right, The Door into Summer. When are they going to get them into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Are they going to wait till Mickey Dolenz passes away? Come on. I hate when they do that. Don't do it. Get them in. Put them on the ballot. Jesus, it's ridiculous. Ridiculous. All right, next up, I knew someone was going to pick this band because you can't not pick them. And when the song plays, I chose the mono version because, again, when possible today, I've been picking the mono version. So let's hear this gentleman's intro.
Hi, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. Alex Peek here. With this 60s episode and the constraints put in place, I want to say a couple things first. First, for sure, I would have picked The Who's The Kids Are All Right or So Sad About Us. These are desert island songs that I never tire of. Second, we now know Pat's Mount Rushmore of bands of the 60s, which also shows that he is a dirty, dirty redcoat. Me personally, three of these bands are on my Mount Rushmore, but easily the Kinks would be swapped out with the Beach Boys. They sold millions of records in the 60s and influenced every band we couldn't vote for after Pet Sounds was released. But I digress. A couple of my favorite songs that I would have picked are Walk, Don't Run by The Ventures and Crimson and Clover by Tommy James. But I decided to go with the idea of finding a song that I think is one of the most influential songs of the 60s. And since we could pick a Beach Boys song, I went with not only one of their greatest songs, but one of the greatest songs ever written, God Only Knows. This song changed the game for pop music and rock music and just music in general. It also showed what could be done when a songwriter is given time and creative freedom to really produce something special. Great lyrics, still played at weddings today, and will be remembered fondly for decades to come. So Pat, if you could take it from the top, here's God Only Knows by the Beach Boys.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
A great tune. And Pet Sounds has some great songs, but for me, it also has some filler. So it's not the iconic album for me personally, that everyone thinks that it is. For me. All right, back in the day, this band were the Beatles' biggest rivals. So please join me in enjoying some Dave Clark 5 bits and pieces. Also, there is a documentary about the Dave Clark Five. That's where I learned everything about the Dave Clark Five, because I didn't know anything about the Dave Clark Five, if I'm being honest. Tom Hanks narrates it. I think I saw it on CNN back in the day. But, you know, check it out. Look for it. It's great. All right. We could not do a 60s episode without this gentleman being represented.
Hey, Rock Solid Nation, this is Steve Rice from Sellersville, Pennsylvania, weighing in on a 60s song. This one is right in my wheelhouse, as 60s and 70s R&B holds a special place close to my heart. And we're going to go with the great Stevie Wonder. This was released on November 22nd of 1965, and it is Uptight, Everything's All Right, off the album of the same name. It was actually the third single released, but probably the best known, as the first two were Contract on Love and Pretty Little Angel. But Uptight definitely gets the juices flowing. The horn section in it is tremendous, and it's even better live if you go and see Stevie Wonder. So thanks, Pat, and rock on.
right. There you have it. Little Stevie Wonder. Little Stevie Wonder. All right. What's up next? This gentleman has mixed his intro and song together. And I like when you do that. It's not easy to do, but Ian Beresford does it.
Hello to Pat, your esteemed co-host, and to the Rock Solid listeners. This is Ian Beresford in Berwick-upon-Tweed, Northumberland, England, with my selection for the latest Patreon-curated episode, The 60s. My song is from 1968 by a band called The Elgins, and it's called Heaven Must Have Sent You. This was actually became a hit in 1971 in the UK on the back of the Northern Soul revival, and it was only a fairly minor hit in the US, but I think it's a great song. I hope everyone enjoys it. I hope everyone's well. And as always, Pat, thanks for the great content. Bye for now.
I hope it's okay to say that I did not know that song by the, he said the Elgins, right? Great tune, Ian. Thank you so much. You know what? This episode's turning out better than I thought. I just kind of threw it out as, you know, we'll do this, but this is a good one. I love it. And I love this next song coming up too. And he's going to tell you where he first heard the song. It's the same place I first heard the song. It's probably the same place where a lot of people heard the song. Here we go. Chat it up, Rob McKinnon.
Hello, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. This is Rob McKinnon in Ontario, Canada. For my 60s selection, I did not go with the Beatles, Stones, the Kinks, or the Who as instructed. However, I did go with another British invasion band. The first time I heard this song, I actually thought it was the Who. The first time I did hear it was in the movie Rushmore. And this is Making Time by a band called The Creation. And apparently the guitar is played at one point using a violin bow. So I wonder if that might have been inspiration for Nigel Tufnell in Spinal Tap for his guitar solo where he plays a guitar with a violin. Not sure about that. But anyway, start this one right from the top. That would be great. And if you do want to hear the violin part, I think it starts around 150. The violin bow, that is. All right, thanks. Have a good one.
Actually have a box set by The Creation that I'm going to have to pull out and get into a little more because I don't know if I ever really listened to it, you know, deep diving it, so to speak. But yeah. All right. This next gentleman, his name, I call him Scooby-Doo, and he picked a classic. And you can't apologize for picking a classic, so let's hear it.
Hey, Rock Salad people, Pat and esteemed guest. Jeff Scoble from Detroit here with my selection for the Patreon 60s episode. Even eliminating the Beatles, Stones, Who, and Kinks, there are so many incredible songs to choose from. But I have to go with the song that immediately came to mind when I saw the topic. Not a deep cut by any means, and I hate to pick an obvious one, but there are a few songs that bring me as much joy as Happy Together by the Turtles. I've heard it a million times, and I never get tired of it. As always, hope everyone's staying safe out there and keep on rocking.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, it ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together.
Come on, friend of the show, Mark Volman, who has more tour dates coming up. That guy just keeps going and going and going. And look, that's not a bad thing. That is not a bad thing. Do I got another one? Oh, we can't have a 60s episode without some Southern California people like the Byrds. Come on.
Written by Pete Seeger.
Look, speaking of the 60s, did anyone see the Bob Dylan movie? What was it? A Complete Unknown? Man, did I love that movie. I remember seeing the trailer in the movie theater and I was laughing. I thought it looked laughable. I was just like, are you kidding me? And then when I saw the movie, I could not believe how great it was. This kid, Timothy Chalamet, look, whether you like him or not, I don't know how you feel about him, but this kid brought it. I mean, the first scene when he plays and sings, the director, James Mangold, he knew what he was doing because he left the camera wide so that you could see him singing, playing, the whole deal. And look, as I've said before, when some people do an impression of Bob Dylan, it's like an over-the-top comedic impression. But you can't do that if you're actually playing the man in a movie. And I just thought he nailed it. I was so impressed with his performance. I really was. I really wanted him to win the Academy Award. I think he deserved it. So let's move on. What do we got next? We heard the Creation, the Turtle. Oh, here we go. This is someone else from Southern California. We got to hear this. We got to hear this woman.
Hi, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. Tammy Mokarski from Deep Pier, Wisconsin. My pick for this 60s episode is Make Your Own Kind of Music by Cass Elliot. It's a great song with a great message, and it makes me happy every time I hear it. Enjoy and sing along.
Nobody can tell you
There's only one song worth singing. They may try and sell you, 'cause it hangs them up to see someone like you. But you've gotta make your own kind of music. Sing your own special song. Make your own kind of music, even if nobody else sings along. You're gonna be nowhere.
So earlier today, when I was getting the songs all queued up and ready to go, this song came on, and my wife Pilar was in the kitchen, and as soon as she heard it, she started to sing along, because why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? All right, next up, what do we got? Oh, this is a good one too.
George Worley from Pennsylvania here.
Hold on, I got to start his. I didn't want to miss any of his intro. Let's try again.
Hi, Pat. George Worley from Pennsylvania here. I was born in 1967, so for the 60s episode, I decided to try to pick a song from my birth year that to me most represents the 1960s. Not having lived through the 60s and all the social upheaval, I thought the song called San Francisco, Be Sure to Wear Flowers in Your Hair, nicely encapsulates what I most associate with the late 60s era in this country. This song, performed by Scott McKenzie, was written by John Phillips of the Mamas and the Papas, and it climbed all the way to number one on the Billboard charts and stayed there for 4 weeks in the summer of 1967. This song has been used in several popular films, including, of course, Forrest Gump, and is generally given credit for helping try to smooth relations between the quote-unquote hippies and the folks worried about their towns being overrun by these free-spirited youth. McKenzie did a lot of other things in his career, including co-writing the 1988 Beach Boys hit Kokomo, but he's certainly best known for this song that became a generational anthem. Pat, please play San Francisco by Scott McKenzie, and thanks as always for these episodes.
Thank you, former guest co-host George Worley, always bringing some cool tunes. What do I got? Do I have more stuff in my list that I didn't play yet? Yeah, let's go with this. This is the Ronettes, and it's from an album called Presenting the Fabulous Ronettes featuring Veronica. So, who's Veronica? Veronica is Ronnie Spector, born Veronica Yvette Greenfield. So, but I never saw that album title before or that album cover until today. I had no idea. But let's hear a little bit of this classic, which you remember if you're not old enough to remember the original. You did hear this line in a Eddie Money song from 1986. This is the original, My Baby.
Place we go, so on to
electronica. And I want to get one more in here. Another band I really like, and Suzanne Dillingham likes them too, the Concert Wife. So this goes out to her. This is the Grassroots. Let's live for today.
When I think of all the worries people seem to find, and how they're in a hurry to complicate their minds by chasing after money and dreams that can't come true, I'm glad that we are different, we've better things to do. May others plan their future, I'm busy loving you. One, two, three, four. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, live for today. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, live for today.
And don't worry about tomorrow.
And I don't mean to hurry.
All right. We got one more intro and one more song, and then I'll take us out with the play out. So here we go. This guy dug deep. Seriously.
Hello, Pat, Rock Solid Nation, and to Dickhead Dave Astini. This is Jerry Riggs from Columbus, Ohio.
Whoa. Dickhead Dave Fastini. Look, that is obviously said with love. So nice, we're going to hear it twice.
Hello, Pat, Rock Solid Nation, and to Dickhead Dave Fastini. This is Jerry Riggs from Columbus, Ohio. Pat, I know you said no Beatles songs for this bonus episode, but the song I chose today credits a member of the Beatles by the name of Paul Ramone, a.k.a. Paul McCartney. He provides backing vocals, drums, guitar, and bass guitar on this song. The song I chose is from the Steve Miller Band and is from his third release from June of 1969. The album is entitled Brave New World. The song is called My Dark Hour, which is also the last song on the album. Quick side note, the punk rock band The Ramones named their band after this Paul McCartney alias, but that is a story for another day. Thanks as always, Pat, for these bonus episodes. Everyone stay safe and keep rocking.
Everybody, thank you for participating today. That's the show. Lucy and Goosey is the show today. Next time I will try to have, as I said earlier, Pilar sit in for the worst cover songs. The playout song for today was going to be this song, but during the record I chose another song. So let me just play a little bit of this, co-written by Paul Simon, and it was a hit for the band The Circle in 1966. This is Red Rubber Ball.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Red Rubber Ball. I used to think Paul Simon wrote it by himself, but it was Paul Simon and Bruce Woodley wrote that together. I'm not sure who Bruce Woodley is. He's probably super famous and I just don't know it. All right, that's the show. I'm not going to talk about the place where you go to support the show because I said I wouldn't. I already did it. I will tell you, you can follow us on Blue Sky at Rock Solid Podcast. You can follow us on Instagram at Rock Solid Show. You can go to our Facebook page, easy to find. You can follow me on Instagram at Pat Francis. You can follow me on Blue Sky at Pat Francis and on Instagram at Pat_Francis_comedian. I know that's a lot. I don't expect you to remember it. But if you find it, please follow us on all those platforms. Now, I threw this into the mix as I was talking about the Bob Dylan movie. So the playout song today is from a CD I have called The Best of the Original Mono Recordings. It's a great Bob Dylan CD if you can find it. It's all the hits, all the most well-known Bob Dylan songs in glorious mono. So this is the classic Subterranean Homesick Blues. Here we go.
At Matalan, it's time for another exclusive deal. Matalan Me members get 20% off when you spend £40 or more. And yes, that includes the sale. Is it time for a little payday treat? Visit matalan.co.uk to access your discount. Shop in-store and online. T's and C's apply.